All attention today is on Arlington National Cemetery.
Honor, go! Attention!
But in a quieter part of town, a few miles up North Capitol Street.
You know, everybody hears about Arlington, but, you know, probably very few know about this.
It's a smaller group of people getting a more low-key tour.
Very quiet and very beautiful place.
A place that looks pretty similar to Arlington, with marble headstones lined up in neat rows, some under the shade of ancient oak trees. In fact, United States Soldiers and Airmen's Home National Cemetery is Arlington's predecessor.
It is the first national cemetery, so it was used during the Civil War and temporarily filled up in 1864, and that's when Arlington Cemetery was established.
Curtis Harris is out giving tours today on Memorial Day.
This is the one time of the year we can get the public here. There are no other tours of it.
The cemetery has a unique place both in history and in D.C. geography, as it sits right next door to Lincoln's Cottage.
Some people called this place a vacation home.
Lincoln's Cottage Program Coordinator Michelle Marks.
But in reality, the cottage brought him uniquely closer to the Civil War than the White House ever could.
The cemetery was filling up before Lincoln's eyes.
Soldiers wrote that he suffered from insomnia and he would pace the graves at night, reminding him the costs of his decisions as commander-in-chief.
After Arlington opened, the Soldiers' Home Cemetery eventually expanded.
So now about 15,000 soldiers are buried here.
And it's appropriate, Harris says, that Memorial Day is the one day a year tours are given here, given the big mausoleum right out front.
John Logan, the man who formalized Memorial Day, he really gave it an organization. He's buried here.
Major General Logan helped found the Grand Army of the Republic, a Union vets group, in the late 1860s. Around that same time, people were starting to recognize the sacrifice of the war dead in places like Charleston, South Carolina, for example.
It's the first place where freedmen, they called them the people who were liberated from slavery, estimated that about 10,000 of them showed up to rebury Union soldiers who had died during the war.
That decoration of graves was starting to happen in other places, too, in little towns, statewide in some places, including in Logan's native Illinois.
He would hear from his comrades in that organization, like, you know, this is happening in our home state, this is happening back in this place, we just got to get something together, organize this, instead of just state by state, town by town, make national.
He did just that, signing General Order No. 11 on May 5, 1868, marking the following May 30th as a day to decorate the graves of comrades. It's the purpose of the Commander-in-Chief to inaugurate this observance, Logan writes, with the hope it'll be kept up from year to year, while a survivor of the war remains to honor the memory of his departed comrades.
So all these folks buried here, they have done their service. And we should.
Even if most of the people showing up for the once-a-year tour aren't coming from too far away.
We live in the neighborhood in Petworth.
We live nearby, so we've come out here a couple times.
Our son is in the neighborhood.
It's a bit more understated than what's happening at Arlington.
Peaceful, thought-provoking. This many people died serving.
It still means a lot to Harris, a man who came into this job somewhat by accident.
I didn't want to work in international politics, so I was like, why don't I try working at a museum?
That people would choose to spend their Memorial Day learning about the history that has since enthralled him.
People just really think about Memorial Day and like really almost cliche, you know, you thank you for your service or they made the ultimate sacrifice, but people really don't sit back and think about where did this holiday actually come from.
But that concludes the tour. Enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day.
In Northwest D.C., Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.